Welcome to Live Well Long, where we deliver life-enhancing, empowering messages for body, mind, and spirit to those seeking to get the most out of life, who have a zest for learning and know that learning must be an ongoing activity to achieve a vibrant, thriving life. This is your host, Alexandra Van Horn. Stay tuned for another episode of Live Well Long. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Live Well Long. This is your host, Alexandra Van Horn. And today we have a wonderful guest, Charlene Costanzo, who is a best-selling, award-winning author. She's received 8 awards and written 7 books. So this is really cool. She was with us about a week ago, and there was some trouble with my audio. So I thought this is a perfect opportunity to bring her back because I'm just so excited to have her on the podcast, and she's got some really great value for you all. So we'll just jump right into it. Welcome, Charlene. Welcome back.
Thank you again. It's great to see you and be with you again, Alexandra.
Likewise. The feeling is mutual. So tell our audience, for those that didn't catch the last podcast, you can just kind of bring them up to speed on a little bit about your story, about your books, and how it came about.
They're all about the 12 gifts. The 12 gifts is in the title. And the 12 gifts are 12 inner resources, qualities we have in us. And I'll name them: strength, beauty, courage, compassion, hope, joy, talent, imagination, reverence, wisdom, love, and faith. Now, and you know, those words mean something, and yet we don't grasp them, see them, and I think they're overused. You know, we even see them in political campaigns and, you know, in poetry, everything. Yes. So my books are all about, and I do workshops and presentations, both for myself and for audiences, it's life-changing when we appreciate them, recognize them in ourselves and others, and they become more real. Mm-hmm. And the story behind it, the first book is The 12 Gifts of Birth, and it's not about birthing. It's a story, a little 500-word story that I wrote for my daughters when they were teenagers. And it's in the form of a fable, and it tells them about the gifts they got when they were born and how to use them for life. And how it came to be was I woke up one day, you know, not from sleep, that came later. I had this in a dream, but I had that wake up experience. Where did the time go? They were 16 and 17 years old. And I realized it went so fast and I knew more now. And I said to myself, have I been a good mother? My answer was yes, but I know more now. And knowing that, there were things I wished I had done differently. I ended up having a dream of this story. So I made a handmade little primitive book for them, gave it to them. And then I realized this little story has potential to really lift everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's the story behind the book. I tried to get it published, had many rejections, and 10 years later, I published it independently. And I'm going to stop there and take a breath and let you talk.
That's fine. So you did it independently. And so you did it on you hired a publisher to do it, or you did?
No, I actually became a small press publisher.
Okay.
It was before there were all of these services now that you send your book in, they design it.
Right.
And I lived in Phoenix, and Arizona had this tremendous Arizona book publishing company. And it had not just people, I shouldn't say just and minimize myself and others, but a number of people actually published other, you know, people's works. And maybe published 5 books a year. They really were small press publishers. So I was in really good company.
Yeah.
I loved everything about the business. And so I really had to do it all with the help. My husband helped a great deal, and this group helped. Mm-hmm. So I had control really over everything. I went out on every photo shoot. I hired the book designer, a photographer, an illustrator. It was an enormous amount of work, but a labor of love.
Yeah, I could see that. Wow, beautiful. And then, so you self-published it, and then HarperCollins stumbled upon it somehow?
Well, No, and in fact, HarperCollins was one of the 20 publishers I sent it to, and who first said, "No, nice, but we're going to pass. We don't know what
no thanks."
It didn't fit in any category. You know, it wasn't a children's book. It wasn't. Anyway, it was. It's kind of like a coffee table book, but a gift book. But yet, I all these people passed on it, and agents too. So I eventually published it myself, and my husband and I believe so much in what the how it affected people, including myself. I'd really like to read it in a few minutes for your listeners. But we actually moved out of our house into a motorhome and traveled around the country for a year to promote the book, but really to get the message out. So I went to shelters, schools, hospitals, prisons, libraries, of course, bookstores, events, and went to smaller mid-sized towns and got on, because it was an unusual story. This man leaves work, he drives his wife around the country, and the story behind it.
Sure.
Fortunately, I got a lot of, you know, television opportunities. So then people came to the bookstores. The book started selling like crazy. And at the end of that year, because it had sold almost 300,000 copies in that year.
Wow.
And I was, you know, getting interest. In fact, one day, somebody, a woman called me, and she said, she was from Simon & Schuster. And she said, "My boss told me, go out and get that book and call him." He called, and I don't mean anything against, I was very honored, you know, Simon & Schuster. But she said, "Who are you anyway?" I think by then, too, there was a little blurb about the book in Publishers Weekly. I was very grateful. A lot of things happened. May I go on a little tangent here? Because I want to say something for your audience.
Yes.
I write this, I send these touchdowns out every day. And I love quotes. And I think it was yesterday, my quote was William Hutchinson Murray. Said something, and I don't have the exact quote, but it's, when we really commit to something fully, providence meets us where we are, and a whole series of things happen that some of them are unimaginable. And that, it, you know, that happened because I jumped in. I was all in. I didn't even have enough money. It was a leap of faith, and I just hoped I would break even. And anyway, the book did well, but that's what I mean. I think that happened. So I want to say that so that anybody who's listening and has a dream, really, when you're fully ready, amazing things will happen to guide you and help you with each step.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Have you had that experience?
Let's see, have I? Yes. In different phases in life, and that's how I ended up in Florida, actually. I came to visit my godparents. I moved here in 2004, probably it was around 2001 or something. And she had always said, come visit. I lived in New Jersey. And one day I just said, I'm going to go visit for a weekend. And I did. And she took me around. She took me out to a gazebo that's kind of at the end of Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach. And I looked out at the ocean. I said, oh God, I could live here. Then went back home. That was it. And I had no plans however what I was going to do to make it happen. At the time, my oldest son was doing web design from his bedroom. He was 17, 18, something like that. And he had a client in Delray Beach. And the client brought him down. Long story short, I ended up moving down here to join him and in his business. And the rest. And so, you know, it was like, how it happened, who knows?
Yeah.
But it just all worked out because, you know, it had to do with the passion in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is he still there or has he moved somewhere else?
They're all still here. He lives in Delray. I have two sons that live in Delray, one son that lives up in Jupiter. So
I've got to actually get over there and visit you sometime.
Yes, indeed.
I'm in Orlando for your listeners, Claremont, which is the hilliest part of Florida.
There's hills in Florida.
Yes, I'm at like 300 feet above sea level.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Nice. Very cool. Beautiful. So so you've written, as you said, 7 books and 8 awards. That is so beautiful. Can you tell our listeners, once again, I know on the previous podcast you had, but just briefly run through some of the titles of the books?
You know, I especially would like to mention the second one, the 12 Gifts for Healing, because at the end of that one-year tour, wonderful, amazing synchronicities and everything falling into place, but it was so intense, and I was visiting all these places and saying to children, adults, everywhere, you know, we all face challenges in life and these opportunities happen. And when we know that we really have deep strength beyond what we have yet tapped into, and hope, and when we use our inner beauty, and really we can triumph over everything. Yeah. And I was, you know, gung-ho, and I would do all these things showing, using sort of show and tell kind of things, so especially kids would see their gifts. And at the end of the tour, the very last place, going to a Boys and Girls Club, I just went nonchalantly, touched the front of my throat, and I felt a lump, and I got this chill of knowing it was not good. And I was diagnosed with advanced non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I was told there was no cure. And I felt like the rug had been pulled out from under me, and
in
the stomach, everything. And I felt like I was a different person, you know. And but then I was hearing my own voice saying, "Whatever you faced, you know." And I realized,
you follow your lesson.
Me, yeah. Because I had to walk my talk, and that was another thing I jumped into like fully, and really amazing. It was in three places, and including my bone marrow. And my oncologist said, even if it goes into remission other places, it's going to be in your bone marrow. I heard that. I was like, I'm going to show you.
So right. Good for you.
I was talking to my bone marrow every day, among other things.
Awesome.
Praising it. I didn't fight cancer. I told it, you're no longer welcome here. You have a choice. You can, if you like mutated and became, you're not getting along with all the other cells, you either have to like mutate back or leave.
I love that. You know, get along. You need to get along, right?
You need to get along. And I thought, and then I even tried feeling sorry for them.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, I really did a lot of, I had a different approach. But during that, I wrote the 12 Gifts for Healing, which is about using these, you know, these gifts to help you heal, whether it's emotional, it's to move on from something, but of course for me, it was about a physical thing.
Right.
And it's really, cause when we rouse our joy and love and compassion, we're kind to ourselves. That is so healing.
Yes. Yes. The power of love. And I mean, that even goes back to biblical principles. The greatest of these is love. So love for self. Then when we love ourselves, we can love others, and it just grows and grows. Yes.
Well, scientists are even, you know, studying this and proving that love heals. Beauty, really looking at using, you know, music and flowers and anything that all connected. I feel as if all of these gifts are just aspects of love.
Yes.
In a rainbow. It's all light, but they're different colors because, they all just seem like love.
Yeah. Yes. You know, years ago, just as a little aside for our listeners speaking on healing, years ago, I went to a symposium at Harvard Medical School. They had a conference. Anyone could, you know, just go by. I wasn't attending Harvard, you know, but I went, and it was on spirituality and healing. And the information was wonderful. And one of the things that I took away from it was that people that had some form of spiritual connection through community, through a support network, through prayer, meditation, whatever that looked like for them, like the data was like they required less pain medication, their hospital stays were shorter, their healing was faster. So just as, you know, in support of what you're sharing, it's like that connection, that belief in that spiritual part, which is love, is so powerful. You know, and they had the data to prove it, you know, behind it, which is great.
It helps that even if we're, I'm all in with that, I believe it, but when I see science, you know, has proven this, it just strength makes it stronger. Was Joan Borisenko by any chance one of the people there? She was at Harvard
Don't know if she was. I don't recall. They had different leaders from different spiritual organizations, everything from a Buddhist monk, I think a Christian Science practitioner, like all different. So it was like, it wasn't any one particular movement. It was just like the whole concept of spiritual involvement, I guess.
You know, that's another one thing that it's kind of obvious and yet maybe not immediately, that the 12 gifts are really something that is spiritual, not religious.
Right.
I'm able to bring this to public schools, and yet it is really, you know, it's not about any creed, and yet these principles are in every creed.
They're universal.
Right. They're universal. Yeah. Really, all under the basis of all religion is love, respect for one another, do unto others, and back to healing, though, and believing. One thing I did every day, using my imagination, I got this idea from a toy that I had as a child. If you remember, it was a little hairless guy, a little face in a yellow container, I don't know, and it had a string with like a wand with a magnet at the end, and there were metal shavings, and you could move the things around.
Yes.
Put hair on them, or mustache, whatever.
Fun, yeah.
Well, I was hairless at the time. Chemo. And I just got the idea not to do anything like that, but something about that magnet. And so I imagined one day that I laid on my bed and I invited a healing angel to come and, you know, do something like that, like lift everything that didn't serve me, everything that was like the metal shavings were fine on that, but you know, anything
right.
It didn't want to leave on its own, you know?
Yeah.
And it became so real that because I did it every day, and it felt like this angel was, you know, was on the side of my bed and would lift, you know, everything, and then fling it all out to the energy is neither created or destroyed. I was thinking, well, where's this going to go? So the science, not that I'm a scientist, but I thought about that. I said, okay, angel. And so she would fling this to the farthest reaches of the universe where I imagined it got transformed and it came back to the earth as wildflowers in a field. I wanted what was harming me to be, you know, to not hate it and not fight it, not wage warfare, although I was using chemo, but anyway, to tell you the truth, my whole, the 7 months I was doing that was very pleasant because I was doing.
You were doing that inner work
and things like that.
Beautiful way, even though you were releasing it.
Yeah. And I like to share this just in case a listener has going through anything. Not everybody wants to do this, but someone may say, well, I want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, I had an old different computer, the monitor was this big box, everything at the time. That was 20 years ago.
Right.
And there was this button on it somewhere, and it was degauss. I don't know.
Right.
When you pushed it, it crackled, and the swirl of colors came up, and it came out of the computer. It was actually releasing electromagnetic something buildup.
Right. Yes.
So I would pretend every day I would do that for myself. I was like pushing buttons.
I love it.
I was very playful about it, but serious too.
Yeah, yeah. And that's such a wonderful testimony to the powerful use of the mind, you know, like focusing and how our thoughts make a difference. And you were focusing your thoughts on wholesomeness and healing and release with peace, which is beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
I have workshops that it's not, I don't advertise it. I don't on my website, my present website, but something I especially love to do is called Do What Makes You Strong. And if any listener would like to contact me and learn more about it, I do offer them occasionally, and I would explore in someone's hometown, their area, because hospitals sponsor it or a church might, or any group, but because my oncologist said to me when I started, he said, this is a time that calls for strength. Do what makes you strong. And in my book, the first gift is strength. It says, may you remember to call upon it whenever you need it. That was so similar. And he pointed out that, you know, it was do what you, the emphasis was on what makes you strong. Because people sometimes think, well, we all have to do the same thing. You're supposed to fight cancer. And that's, he even said, you know, men like to get out the big guns. And he said, not that it's always this way, it falls men and women exactly stereotypically. But he said, women are usually not really so much aggressive toward it. And yeah. That's where, you know, I realized, yeah, I didn't want to wage war against anything in my body. But the point is, some people want a lot of friends and company around. Some want silence. Some want a lot of I want to look at all the diagrams of the cells. I didn't want to look at that. You know, I just wanted to have angels around me.
Right.
So anyway, I do have a workshop that we explore. Everybody kind of finds their own tools.
Right.
Make them strong. Not if you don't have to be facing anything. We need to release dis-ease every day.
Yes, absolutely. It's so good to have a personal practice, whether it's prayer, meditation, what you're describing, a creative visualization, seeing yourself as strong, healed, however it looks for you, whatever you want to create is so powerful.
Yeah. This is fun too.
Yes.
I believe in fun.
Mm-hmm. That is so good. That is so good. A lot of times, you know, people stay withdrawn in how they think they are supposed to be. And like you said, fun makes a difference.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you said you wanted to read one of your stories to our listeners?
If we have time, I would love to. The main one is the 12 gifts of birth. But I think, did I read that last time?
You did. How about, did you want to read the one about healing? Will that?
Yeah, I think since we've been talking about that.
That'd be great.
Okay, this is the 12 gifts for healing. Long ago, during a troubled time, an ailing young woman journeyed to find the old woman who is known as the wise one. Even though the old woman had never had children of her own, everyone called her Mater, which means mother. When the young woman arrived at the old woman's door, she said, Mater, I have heard you know of a healing place. Will you take me there? The old woman was moved by what she saw in the young woman's eyes and invited her to rest a while. After sharing a simple meal, the old woman took the young woman's hands and said, come, daughter, I will show you. Someday, show others. She led the girl on a tour of the land. In a field, they scattered dandelion seeds with their breath. On a hill, they watched clouds take shape and move across the sky. By the sea, they sat where waves could wash their feet. At each place, the young woman asked, is there healing power here, Mater? At each place, the old woman smiled and answered with a different blessing. On a mountain that overlooked the kingdom, the young woman wished on the first star, then said, is this the healing place, Mater? I feel heartened. The old woman said, dear child, all these places can help you heal, but the healing place is within you. Healing is a gift you were granted at birth, just as you were granted others. Use your gifts, child. Use the beauty, the courage, the hope, and the love that is in you. Call upon your strength. Use compassion and faith. Even during sad times, joy is within you. Bring it forth. Wisdom is there to guide you. Use any one of your gifts, and you will rouse the power of your healing place. Use all of them, and you will sustain it. The young woman thanked the old woman and started her long journey home. Along the way, Mater's blessings echoed within her, opening locked doors. Deeply held sorrows began to dissolve. Her steps strengthened. In time, the young woman healed. She herself lived to become a holy woman who guided others toward healing. All the rest of her days, she repeated Mater's blessings into the morning breeze for all beings. It is said those blessings circle the earth, travel on the wind, and touch all who seek healing. They now surround you. May you allow fear to soften and melt away. May you release all regrets and resentments. May you see the world with wonder, and may you imagine only good things. May hope rise within you. May peace wash over you. May you hear the voice of wisdom. Listening, may you act with trust. May your heart open. May joy emerge. May love flow through you. And may you heal and help others. The end.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. I love it.
Well, and it's true. I mean, there's the healing. When we stir some one of those things in us, we have, there's medicine in us.
Yes. Yes.
Medicine is more than pharmaceuticals.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And sometimes we can use them. Sometimes we need them. And sometimes.
Right. I'm not, our daughter is an ER doctor. I embrace Western medicine. Uh-huh. I don't, you know, some people, I just think we have to be open to all of it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And listen to the guidance in our hearts.
Yes, absolutely. And like you said, you received chemo, but you were doing lots of wonderful visualization through that process, which mm-hmm. I think is the best of both worlds. When one needs it, using that mindset to see it in a very positive light.
You know, before each chemo session, I would even hold the bags of chemo. I had to put gloves on to do this, which amazed me that I couldn't touch, you know, the bags even, but this was going in my body. But I would bless the people who made the nurses who were, you know, created it. And I was really into just loving, blessing, gratitude. And then another thing I did, Easter's coming. And I guess Passover, I'm not sure when Passover is past.
I'm terrible with that too.
I know they're close and it has to do with the moon, but, I was thinking, as I was talking to all my cells, it reminded me this toxic stuff was going to be coming through. So I told my cells, it was like a Passover. I said, it's coming, like mark yourself so that this poison just passes over you. Uh-huh. And you are not, I used a lot of biblical things too. And then of course I said, okay, you cancer cells, you're probably hearing this too. Then I said, but it's coming at you.
That's great.
But you have a choice, leave.
yes, that's great. I love it. That's so funny. One of the things I used to do with my children when they were young, now this isn't about healing per se, but it's about mindset. I did something called the good stuff and the bad stuff, so to speak. Like if at the end of the day, when they were getting into bed, they're like, you know, maybe four, five, six, that age, you know. And I called it the good stuff and the bad stuff. And I would just like, you know, massage their arms and as though I was like stroking negative stuff away. And then toss it into an imaginary fire in the room. And I'd say the good stuff stays in and the bad stuff goes out, you know? And sometimes if they had a rough day, they'd say, Mommy, do the good stuff and the bad stuff, you know?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's a lot like my healing angel thing, taking it out and putting it.
Right. That's what I thought about it. When you said
the fire.
That, I'm like, oh, that's what I used to do.
I'm going to have to try. I have grandchildren, 8-year-old twins. And, they're still very receptive to everything. I'm going to try. And they look like the bucket, you know, how full is your bucket today? Do you know? Anyway, there are a lot of good things out now that reminding us to be kind and, you know, fill ourselves with good stuff and fill other people with good stuff too.
Right. And I really feel like where there's a mass movement toward it, you know, that there's just, I believe, creating a critical mass, hopefully, where the world just, you know, there's just a lot more love and healing in the world. That, you know, that's
can you imagine we wake up one day and everybody has like sparkles in their eyes and
knows how to just be loving.
We're loving. Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of how I see my mission in life. And I hear it in you too. It's just shine your light wherever you are and see what healing you can bring wherever you are. Yes.
Absolutely. And encourage everybody else to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, people, we all have our dreams and have talent. And I think we're all called to make a contribution.
Right.
you know, use those things in our own life to be healthy, happy, successful? And how am I going to contribute to the whole? Whether it's, I love talking about kids with this, you know, after talking about what their talent is and everything, and then asking them. And it's amazing how much young children care so much and want to do something. I'm going to do something for animals. I'm going to save the trees. I'm going to, of course, a lot of environmental things. They're very mindful of that now, but see the sincerity in their hearts. And we all had that. So anybody who's listening, tap into that again. We need you.
Right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So let's tell our listeners how they can find you on the internet. What's the best way for them to find you?
I have a Facebook page, Charlene Costanzo, and I have others. I will name them all. That one's funnel all into that. And my website, my name, CharleneCostanzo.com.
Okay, great. And I'll put that information in the show notes. So if they're not sure how to spell it, it'll all be right in the show notes.
Yeah, it's not the most obvious spelling. So thank you. Thank you.
Very good. And then you also have a sampler book on Amazon, the Kindle version, which is 99 cents. And it's a sampler of your work. Yes?
It's a sampler of these inspiration uplifts that I send out every day. You know, I mentioned I love quotes. Somebody, I forgot who said this, but people said, why do you need motivation and inspiration every day? And it's like, well, you need to take a bath every day. You need clean every day. You know, it's not like you do it once and okay, you've got it.
But every life, yeah.
We need to be nourished with hope and uplifting things. So anyway, there's a quote and a little reflection. And you can subscribe to that at my website. It's called Today's Touchstone. Or if you want to get a whole sampler, this book is called Opening the 12 Gifts, a Touchstone Sampler. It's like a little sampler box of chocolates. So you get a taste of what it's like to receive these. And I hope that, or just jump right in. Actually, subscribing is free, so just do that.
Yes, and I've been getting them, and I love them.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm grateful to be looking at them every morning. So this has been wonderful. I will send you the recording very soon, so you can share this with anyone in your world. And this podcast is available on 9 different platforms, so it's exciting. And even when I go into Anchor, which is what I use to create the podcast, it shows that it's not just the U.S., there are different places in the world where it gets listened to, so it's really cool.
Oh, that's exciting. Hello there, world. I love to feel those things, like you said, the wake up, the, when critical mass is reached, to realize we're so connected. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. And it's been such a pleasure. And we are definitely going to be connecting in the near future. So
looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This is Alexandra with Live Well Long. Be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our important episodes. We want to be sure that you get everything you can to do your best to live well long. Feel free to reach out to me at alex@avhcoaching.com. And remember to take good care of yourself so that you live well long. Talk with you soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Alexandra. One more thing. Would you please share this on Facebook, Twitter, send an email to your friends, just hit the share link and pick a way to share it. I would love it. Thank you so much. Bye.